And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
What does Rothschild want? Hey, this is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. And today we're going to be looking at a very special topic or subject. What does Rothschild want? You know, we recently issued a new DVD video documentary, which I organized, researched, and narrated, entitled Rothschild's Choice, Barack Obama, and the Hidden Cabal Behind the Plot to Murder America. Is that what Rothschild wants, the murder of America? Why? Why? Well, he does indeed want that, and we're going to examine exactly why. What really is going on in the world? So many people today that are involved in exposing the conspiracy want to do good. They are doing good in many ways. Many folks that I know really want to get to the heart of the New World Order. They want to say, who is behind it? This global conspiracy. It certainly is a conspiracy. But why? Why do they want to do this? What's really up? Who are they? You know, I don't just like to talk about them. I believe it's a waste of time to talk about them or they. Let's get down to brass tacks. Let's just admit who really is behind this plot. We know they have thousands of agents. We know that the world leaders that we see, the presidents, prime ministers, and so forth, really exercise little power beyond their little private domains of the country or province over which they govern. But in fact, there is somebody behind them all. There is a group. And I think it gets all the way down to the Rothschild dynasty. Is it of a racial or tribal nature? Yes, it's Jewish. Does it have a religious component to it? Yes, Judaism. It sounds so fantastic. There are only 18.5 million Jews in all the world, say the demographers. 7.5 million in the United States, perhaps 7 to 7.5 million in Israel. That means that the great majority of all the Jews in the world live right here in the United States. Even more than in Israel. And how could they conquer and rule over almost 7 billion inhabitants of planet Earth? Well, that's like asking how could Mao Zedong, as the great leader of Red China, how could he take over a country that has 1 billion people and rule over it with absolute authority? Of course it can be done. And as Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World, once said, the true goal of the elite who run this world, Huxley said, is to create a psychological situation in the world where people love their servitude. They love serving Big Brother. They love serving the elite. And if you can create the impression in people's mind that they are free, that they can do whatever they want, if you can even trick them into believing that nothing has changed and yet they're literally almost kissing the feet of the elite and being their in bondage servants, all the better. All the better if rather than having to kill, punish, imprison, bludgeon people into submission, they willingly do it. Even appreciate their servitude. This is, of course, the ultimate goal of Rothschild. But there's much more. There is a blood demand. There is a demand for human sacrifice on a vast planetary scale. It will be enforced. And the goal, as we know from the Georgia Guidestones and many other sources, even Ted Turner, who is nothing but a political economic hack, you know, the former owner of Cable News Network, who said we need to get down to a population of just 500 million to make things sustainable. That means around 6.5 billion to die. Where did he come up with 500 million for a sustainable Earth? 500 million, who made up that figure? That's the same figure that the Masonic Lodge put on its Georgia Guidestones monument. Just look at my book, Mysterious Monuments. They say, too, for a sustainable Earth, we can have no more than 500 million people left once all the liquidation, you see, takes place. And that's really what they mean. They just don't say it outright. At the same time, you even see people as, I remember watching, you know, the guy that used to have the exploration ship and would dive down in the ocean, and you'd see all the creatures. Jacques Cousteau, Journey with Jacques Cousteau, the TV advertising said, to the bottom of the sea. I was watching Jacques Cousteau, and he was talking about there are too many people on planet Earth. If we could get down to a sustainable population of just 500 million, Prince Philip, head of the World Wildlife Fund, one of the Illuminati, said when he dies, he wants to be reincarnated as a virus, worse than any virus that's ever afflicted mankind. He would like to come back and kill off most of the people of planet Earth to create a sustainable environment. This is what the environmental crazies want to do, and Rothschild is the preacher of them all. But from what book of doctrines does Rothschild get this teaching, this demand for blood sacrifice of the Gentiles? I was recently rereading the outstanding book that we offer here in the ministry, by the way, by Michael Collins Piper, entitled The New Babylon. Very interesting title. We'll get to the title in just a few minutes. But in The New Babylon, he quotes hundreds and hundreds of authorities about what the Rothschilds want. First, you have to understand that S.J. Cohen, a well-known Jewish writer, once wrote a biography of Rothschild, the original Rothschild, Meir Amschel Rothschild, the 18th century banker who basically founded the great wealth of the Rothschild dynasty that continues to this day. He wrote a book entitled The Exemplary Life. Oh yes, Cohen was a Jew himself, an admirer of Lord Rothschild. The Exemplary Life of the Immortal Banker. Immortal! He was a God-man. Mr. Meir Amschel Rothschild. The Exemplary Life of the Immortal Banker. Rothschild. He says, Meir Rothschild was a zealous believer in the Talmud. That's the Babylonian Talmud of the Jews. Their highest law book, superior even to the Old Testament. He says, Meir Rothschild was a zealous believer in the Talmud and chose it alone as the guiding principle of all his actions. Now, friends, listen to me. Virtually every Jew professes belief in the Talmud, although many of them don't even know what it contains. You know, 90% of Americans, maybe that number is declining now, but that's what polls showed some years ago, claim to believe in God. And most of those 90% claim to be Christians. But if you ask them three or four meager questions about the Holy Bible, the scriptures, they would have to profess their ignorance, or maybe demonstrate their ignorance. There are many who say, I'm a Christian, but cannot answer to you the most essential and beginning primer, you know, like Dick and Jane books type knowledge of the scriptures. Why, I've visited churches across America and spoken to pastors, and many of them know nothing about the Bible, and they've got seminary degrees. And when I ask them point blank, what about this verse, this verse, this verse?
We never learned that in seminary. I don't know why, Tex.
I know why, Pastor. And I know why you've chosen to be an ignoramus all these years. And most of them are. The fact is that the Jewish religion, the Jewish people believe in the Talmud even if they don't know what it says. Their culture, their traditions, their conduct and behavior all depends on the Talmud and what it says and its prescriptions for a new world order. With all the money and all the power in the world to be given to the Jews who will lord it over all the Gentiles. That's what the Talmud preaches, teaches, insists on. And Rothschild was a zealous believer in the Talmud and chose it alone as the guiding principles of all his actions. Yet another famous Jewish historian and biographer, Chaim Bermat, said that Meir Amstel was so loyal to the Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud. That's what it's called. I didn't make that up. It literally is the Babylonian Talmud. It was put together based on all the Jewish rabbinical, the rabbis, the sages from the days of their captivity in Babylon, where they mixed all the devilish teachings of Babylon in with their own man-made traditions. By the way, I didn't make up the facts about man-made traditions. Jesus Christ did. He told the Jews, your religion is man-made. You take for yourself the commandments of men. By the way, Jesus also said that those who follow him, those who believe, trust in Jesus Christ, must obey the commandments of God. But the Jews, he said, have for themselves and their religion the commandments of men. And Rothschild has in his brain, in his heart, these commandments of men that come from the most wicked city on earth, Babylon. And they even proudly call their holy book the Babylonian Talmud. Would you touch a holy Bible, a New Testament, called the Babylonian New Testament? I know I wouldn't. Now, Chaim Bermat, this Jewish historian, said of the Rothschild dynasty and its founder that Meir Rothschild was educated in a rabbinical school and that, quote, he cherished every Jewish tradition. Wow. He cherished every Jewish tradition. In the New Babylon, from all of his research, Michael Collins Piper, who's written many books on this a particular subject, says that the Rothschilds were indeed very religious Jews, very religious. In fact, the founder of this dynasty was regarded as, quote, the most religious Jew in Frankfurt, Germany, and even had a synagogue in his own house. Friends, in my book, Codex Magica, I actually show you a painting that comes from the Rothschild mansion showing them in a religious meeting or service inside the Rothschild mansion. They had their own synagogue in their house. By the way, the Rothschilds always rejected Christians that had converted to Judaism. It's a bad thing, said James Rothschild, when one has to deal with an apostate. We Christians welcome Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims, Jews into our folds. But the Jews say, a Christian converting to Judaism? No, we won't accept that. We still consider he or her an apostate. Now, you have to understand that there are some who have known for decades and even centuries the truth about Rothschild and the Jews and their Babylonian Talmud and what murderous plans they have for America. Way back in 1835 and 1836 here in the United States, in Niles, Ohio, The newspaper, the Niles, Ohio Weekly Register, commented of the Rothschilds. It said, the Rothschilds are the wonders of modern banking. The newspaper went on to say, we see the descendants of Judah after persecution of 2,000 years. Yeah, sure. Peering above kings, rising higher than emperors, and holding a whole continent in the hollow of their hands. Yes, the Rothschilds and the Jews now have risen above kings here in the United States. Right, they have risen higher than emperors in the United States. We once threw out the soldiers of King George of England, but now we have King Rothschild of America. And our leaders in Congress and in the Supreme Court and in the White House welcome this King Rothschild, King of Judah, King of Israel, King of the United States of America, warmly. The Niles, Ohio Weekly Register went on to say this. It said the Rothschilds govern a Christian world. Remember, this was, 175 years ago they wrote this. 175 years ago, an American newspaper. Why no newspaper in America would dare to say such a thing today, to reveal such a thing. The Rothschilds govern a Christian world. And they meant not only in America, but over in Europe too. And it says, not a cabinet moves without their advice. They stretched their hand with equal ease from St. Petersburg in Russia to Vienna, Austria. From Vienna to Paris, France. From Paris to London, England. From London to Washington, D.C. And then they added this. They said, Baron Rothschild is the true king of Judah, the prince of the captivity, the Messiah, so long looked for by this extraordinary people, the Jews. He holds for the whole world the keys of peace or war, blessing or cursing. What more can the Rothschilds desire? Well, after 175 years, they have simply fastened their control even more. They now control all the implements of government, our banks, our education system, our schools, Hollywood, entertainment, everything permeated by their greed, by their hatred instilled, inculcated in them by the Babylonian Talmud. My friends, if you believe in a certain religion fervently, it will overcome you. The Apostle Paul said in the Bible, and I'm paraphrasing him, he said, whatever a man believes in, that becomes bondage to him. People don't understand. They're in bondage to their beliefs. If you believe in Hinduism, well, there are millions of gods and deities in the religion of Hinduism, and they will take you captive. The same is true for Islam and Christianity. The Bible tells us to become servants in bondage to Christ. Christ Jesus himself said, my bondage is light. My yoke is light. In fact, Jesus says, let me take the burden for you. But for the Jews, my friends, Satan has a burden that he will put on their backs. He will make demands on them. Satan is making demands on Rothschild. Satan is the only one who rules Rothschild, while Rothschild rules the world. Haaretz is a daily newspaper in Israel. I was not surprised this very week, dear friends, to read on the internet an edition of Haaretz newspaper. Now, I want you to understand, this is like a combination for the United States of USA Today, Chicago Tribune, Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, all stuck in one big bag. That's how important Haaretz newspaper is over in Israel. They religiously read it. It's their newspaper. This newspaper reported today that the Jews have authority over all the appointments in the Obama White House, and no one can be appointed to any office of any significance without the approval of the Jewish leaders and organizations of America. Did you hear what I just said? The Israeli main newspaper brags this very week while I'm giving you these facts on this radio program, that no one in the Obama White House can be appointed to a position of authority unless that person is vetted. That means gets the approval of the top Jews and their organizations in America. You can't be attorney general. You can't be, you know, Pazar for the corporations. You can't be head of the Federal Communications Commission, or the Federal Trade Commission, or a Supreme Court judge, or a federal judge of any kind. You can't be Secretary of Labor, Secretary of Treasury, on and on and on, without Obama having to first get approval from the top Jews of America and their organizations. Why, even his own White House Chief of Staff is a Jew, and his Chief Political Advisor is a Jew, and his Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, is a Jew. And Obama is nothing. Let me emphasize that to you. Everybody's so worried about what Obama's going to do. Friends, the Jews could just click their fingers and the man is gone. You see, you mean they'd assassinate him? If they have to, they will. But they don't have to. He's watched carefully. Even the White House secretary who manages all the affairs in the calendar for Michelle Obama, the first lady, her name is Susan Scher, that's S-H-E-R, and she's Jewish. They're watching her. She can't even make phone calls out of the White House. She has to go in and say, I'd like to call so-and-so, and they get them on the phone, and they listen. They listen. They listen in on everything. Don't think that Obama isn't being tape recorded, everything he says. Nixon was. Clinton was. Obama, I don't even think the man can go into the bathroom without a camera watching him. He's being watched. He will do what they say. And now the Haaretz brags about it. Obama makes no appointments without permission of the Jews in America. Ah, yes. King of Judah, King of America, Lord Rothschild. Now, what does Rothschild want? I want to go over this. First of all, you have to understand it's a matter of race and blood. He wants to meld all the Jews in the USA together, make them into an indivisible and unstoppable force, united in objectives. What are those objectives? They come to a plan. A plan for global conquest using America as the bully boy and the military authority. This racial and blood motive, there's actually 10 things I want to tell you what Rothschild is doing, what he wants, and what he's how he's using these things for total conquest. But the first is to keep the Jews all melded together, indivisible, unstoppable, united under the plan, superior to the Gentiles, a separate people by blood and by Talmudic, Kabbalistic goals. At the same time, the demand by the Jews, or the ACLU, the ADL, and all the other organizations, is that all the Gentiles must be melded together too, whatever their race, German, Italian, Irish, African American, Asian American, we're to become one. We're to intermarry. Now look, you can marry whoever you want to. People, when they say, is it okay to marry this race or that race or this person or that person? I always say, do what God wants you to do. I don't think you can go wrong there. Young man, you meet a girl, you want to marry her? It's wonderful to ask your parents' permission. You should. You should ask what they think about it. Their opinion. Listen to their opinion. But most of all, go to God on your knees and say, is this the woman for me? Young lady, don't marry any man without God saying he's the one for you. Well, you know, his heritage is such and I'm, oh, shut up. Marry whoever God says for you to marry. You'll do well. Believe me. Am I endorsing race mixing? I'm endorsing godliness. Now listen to me. But here's the whole thing. I have no problem with people staying with their individual races. If you're German and you want to marry a German girl, well, marry her. If you're Italian, you want to marry another Italian girl. Well, so what? But the Jews say, oh, you prejudiced person. You should marry somebody of your own race. Let's meld everybody together. You've seen the covers of Newsweek Time where they show the ideal America in the next century. Sort of a brown person, a little bit Asian, a little bit black, a little bit, you know, a Caucasian. Tiger Woods looking person, I suppose. I don't know. That's what the Jews want the whole world to be, what they consider a mongrel race made up of all the races combined, except they will stay separate. Their blood is so special. They're gods on earth. They can't mix with you puny, stupid Gentiles. I have in my files pages out of Jewish publications insisting that Jews not intermarry. Don't you know that many Jewish parents will disown their kids if they marry out of their race? They're the most prejudiced, racist people on earth. But you know that. Now, listen to me very strongly. They keep separate. That's the secret of their power. They have a separate blood. The rest of us, you will mix. You will all come together as one. We, the Jews, will remain our separate identity, and we will rule over all of you mongrels. It's interesting, isn't it? Now, a second goal of Rothschild and his plan for America is the pollution and control of Christianity. Pollution and control of Christianity. And so they have bought up many of the seminaries. They have bought up Bible versions. They own the rights to many of the new Bible versions. That's why I use the King James Bible version, for one thing. Zionism is mainstream now in evangelical Christianity. All churches and denominations are basically Zionist. John Hagee, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, the late Jerry Falwell, they're all into Scofieldism, into Zionism. TBN, the old PTL Club of the Bakers, oh, all of that was Zionist. In this way, they undermine Christian society. By the way, they're also founding the Rothschild money, founds, sets up, spreads false teachings that are pro-Zionist. Even false religions. The Jehovah's Witnesses, founded secretly by Zionists. The Mormons, by Freemasons who to this day promote Zionism. Guess what? The senator from Utah, what's his name? Jerry, can you recall? The older guy that's on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Oh yeah, Orrin Hatch. He recently published or released an album of songs that he had written dedicated to the Jews, and they all glorify Hanukkah, the Jewish holiday. He went on TV last night. Senator Orrin Hatch, Mormon from Utah, says, we Mormons love the Jews. We're Zionist. Of course they are. They even believe they're the true Jews. And they're going to meld someday with the Jews of Israel and help them run the world. Mormons are basically a Zionist Jewish fake religion with a lot of Freemasonry piped right in there along with it. Well, we're running out of time on this half. When we come back, we're going to look at control of the media, control of politics, control of education, control of banking and finance, control of the military mission of America, the Pentagon. And we're going to look at how the United States is being used as the engine or the locomotive to establish the entire New World Empire, which is Mystery Babylon being built right before our eyes. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Power of Prophecy. This text Mars again. You know, I've just put out a new book. I love to write books because there's something you can keep forever and keep referring back to it. And boy, this book is a wonderful reference book. It's called Conspiracy World, and it is nothing more or less than 20 years of research packed into a book. It's 432 pages, and it's big format, like Mysterious Monuments and Codex Magica, two of my earlier books. Conspiracy World, a truth teller's compendium of eye-opening revelations and forbidden knowledge. 137 different subjects covered. Everything from revolution of blood to sinister Illuminati hand signs and symbols to devil companies and logos to the murder of America through the North American Union, the Treaty from Hell, White House Bordello, Mason's plot to control the world, the Illuminati obsession with sex, why new Bible versions are dangerously inaccurate, Rothschild's choice, Barack Obama, and by the way, you'll want to get that video we've done too, $25 plus $5 shipping for the video, 90 minutes long, entitled Rothschild's Choice, Churches and Pastors Gone Wild, you'll find that in Conspiracy World, Satanism and Sex Crimes, Deadly Vaccines of the New World Order, packed with research, Conspiracy World, the new 432-page book by me, Tex Mars. I want you to have this book. And it's $29.95 in the bookstores, but we'll give it to you for $25 if you order from the ministry. And I want to assure you, I don't get any royalties on this book. No royalties on this book are paid to me. All of it goes into the ministry. So when you order from the ministry, well, you're helping the ministry, okay? And you're helping us to bring the message of truth across the world through radio, through the internet, through printed newsletters. Conspiracy World. Here's how to get it. Call us toll free. Use your charge card, Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. Call toll free 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. You can write to us at Power of Prophecy. Send us a total of $30. That's $25 for the book. $5 will take care of shipping and handling. $30 postpaid. And we'll get the book right back to you. We got a room half full of these books in there. And boy, they're flying out of here. I want to mention to you also, you can get them on our website. You can order on our website through PayPal, use your charge card or whatever. Our website is powerofprophecy.com. Or TexMars.com. Either one will work. PowerOfProphecy.com or TexMars.com. That's TexMars. Hope you spell my name right. If you don't, well, who knows? Maybe the Google search engine will pick it up anyway. I just type in TEXE and it takes me to it. TEXE. And it clicks over and finally gets to my website. Okay. Now, $30 postpaid. Our address, Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. A truth teller's compendium. That means an encyclopedia or reference book of eye-opening revelations and forbidden knowledge. Wow. You'll love this book. I promise you will love this book just as much as I loved researching and writing it. And I do. I love my job. God has given me a job. I work for the best boss in the world. I do. And if I don't do a good job, he jumps on me. He chastens me. He's on my back, so to speak. And you know what? I appreciate him doing that, keeping me straight, keeping me going here. Because I'll tell you something. The blessings are fantastic. I have the best job benefits in the world. There's no retirement program like mine. There's no health care program better than mine. And by the way, the ministry doesn't even provide me health care. It does for our employees. I feel that's a commitment that Wanda and I made to them. But listen to me. I've got the best health care plan. I pray to Jesus. Now, I'm a retired Air Force officer, and I get that too. So I really double good. But what you have to understand is God is the great healer. And I have a place, a retirement home in heaven, and it's better than your house. See there? Well, maybe not if you're going to heaven too. I've always said if I could just get a shack in heaven or a tent. You know, the Apostle Paul evidently could have been a very wealthy man, but He had to revert to making tents just to make a living so he could continue to preach. That was a commitment Juan and I made many years ago. We said, God, even if we lose everything, we're going to found a Christian ministry and preach the truth. Now, fortunately, we haven't had to, you know, we still have a home to live in, a car to drive, food to eat. I probably eat too much. Wanda says I do. And she knows me more than anybody. She's seen me with my shirt off. Yeah, well. That's right. Well, of course. But listen to me, friends. God is great. God is good. People can treat you crummy sometime. They can disappoint you. I'm sorry about that. I don't want to disappoint you. I promise I won't. You know, if you hear that Tex Mars is into drugs, you know it's a lie. If you hear that Tex Mars went out and had 12 mistresses like Tiger Woods, the golfer, that's a bunch of baloney. For one thing, my wife, Wanda, she won't use a golf club on me. She'd probably use a shotgun. But she doesn't have to, because I'm not going to do it. And I'm no goody-goody, but thank God, God is merciful and just and forgive me of my sins. And you know what? I have a job to do. I have a responsibility here. This is God's vineyard, Power of Prophecy Ministries, and I'm going to do it right. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to work 7 days a week. I'm going to do what's necessary. And if I'm not brave or courageous enough, I'm going to ask Jesus for more courage. I've always done that. I just ask Jesus, help me. If little fears, Satan throws his daggers at me, I get threats from time to time, I just say, Jesus, take that out of my heart. He does that, and I keep going. I smile every day. Probably 100 times a day I smile. I don't think anybody smiles more than me. And it's because I know where I'm going. I have a great place called Heavenly Jerusalem, the city of God. That's where I'm going. Thought I'd just preach a little sermon to you. Why not? Every once in a while, it's okay, isn't it? I appreciate those of you who are patient with me. And because it's in my heart, it has to come out. You know, Jesus said you can't hide what he's given you in a bushel basket. It's going to be like a beacon, a shining light on a hill. That's what it says. I like that. You can't hide it. Somebody, you know, asked Bill Clinton about his religious faith, and he says, well, you know, religious faith, that's a private matter between me and God. It's not private. Jesus said, if you don't confess him, your Father in heaven won't confess that you're his. You better get with it, Bill Clinton. If you really have Jesus Christ as Lord, you better confess him to Buddhists and Muslims. And same thing to you, Barack Obama, saw the new White House Christmas card. Well, it's not a Christmas card. Happy Holidays or something. That sounds like, you know, Roy Rogers movie. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Shut up. Well, not you, Roy Rogers. I loved you. But Barack Obama, Happy Holidays. Shut up. It's Christmas. I know Christmas wasn't an original Christian holiday, and I know Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. I think Christmas ought to be every day. We ought to celebrate the coming of Jesus, John 1, the Word who came in the flesh. That's right, John 1, verse 14, Emmanuel, God with us. You don't like December 25th as a date? Well, good. Do it July the 1st. And July 2nd and July 3rd. All right, we're going to return now to my regular program. What does Rothschild want? What does Rothschild want? His plan for America. He's talking about the pollution of Christianity. One of the goals is to destroy and undermine the spiritual bedrock of America. It's Christian values. And look how they've done it. Vulgarity, coarseness, witchcraft, occultism. They've destroyed role models. Who can be an acceptable role model today? Our sports and athletic figures? No. Politicians? Of course not. Hatred of what is good. That's what most people are into today. They say there's no absolute values. That the Muslims, the Jews, the Hindus, the witches, no one really can say what's true. That's what they say. Homosexuality? Well, of course. That's becoming even preferred among the affluent. and the idiots. Yeah, I added that. That was my belief. Fiendish behavior. Fiendish movies. The biggest thing with the kids is vampires who make love with each other and suck the blood out of others. And that's supposed to be entertainment for kids? This movie Twilight and all these things? Sadomasochism everywhere on television and entertainment. Sexual deviance. There are no standards. And I believe this is the Jewish plan. They are wicked, and therefore they desire to train and teach us to be wicked. There is a reason why 95% of all the X-rated movies that are released come from Jewish producers and studios. That's right. They're putting out the porno movies. Most of the X-rated trash on the internet, the pornography, is put out by websites owned by Jews. There's so much evidence of this, it cannot be debated. They control the media, and they've turned America into an immoral whorehouse, a brothel. The whole country is a brothel. Friends, the problem is not the liberals, it's the Jews. It's not the liberals that took the Ten Commandments out of schools, and they're trying to take out even the Pledge of Allegiance. They've taken out prayer out of from football games and all kind of sporting events. You say, the liberals did this to us. Oh, quit it. It's the Jewish ADL. It's the ACLU that, yes, was founded by Jews. It's the Southern Poverty Law Center. These are the kind of people destroying the goodness of America. These are the kind of people promoting homosexuality. You know, everybody says, the liberals. Oh, shut up. It's not the liberals. They're just partakers of the devil fest. It's Jewish groups, Jewish organizations. They're behind all this, the destruction of America. And they're building an international mystery Babylon. And they're using America as their bully boy mercenary force in the Middle East, in Africa, in Asia, to install the Rothschild dictated New World Order, a greater Israel. There's the one stealing Middle East oil. I told you about the truth of this. Iraq, the first thing that we did when we conquered Iraq under George Bush was to build new pipeline over to Israel. All the money from the Iraqi oil is going to Israel pockets. Just got a headline today in the paper. It says very few people have got even a pittance from the Bernie Madoff scandal. You know, all the people that were cheated, $65 billion, this Bernie Madoff, this Wall Street financier. What happened to the money, the $65 billion? Nobody seems to know. And the U.S. Justice Department isn't interested in ferreting out the info. Well, I already know, and they know too. The Obama White House, the Secretary of the Treasury, Geithner, Ben Bernanke, all these are Jewish swindlers. And Bernie Madoff's money is in Tel Aviv banks. That was even reported in Jerusalem, Israel, and Tel Aviv newspapers. They told us. One of the banks was the Israeli Discount Bank, run by the Bronfman dynasty of Canada and the United States. Out of Tel Aviv. That's where all the money went. Madoff cheated all those people.
But the Justice Department just can't seem to find it. They know that Bernie Madoff probably in his entire life probably didn't spend over $200 or $300 million. Couldn't possibly spend $65 billion. So where did it go? All the cocaine and sex parties he had altogether, they couldn't have spent that much money. Maybe Tiger Woods could have, but not him. Come on, folks. You know where the money is. And the $26.3 trillion that our Congressional Inspector General says went to the banks. What banks? Goldman Sachs, run by Lloyd Blankfein, a Jew, by the way. Mr. Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, the crooked Wall Street firm that was given how much? I think 100-something billion dollars by the U.S. taxpayers through AIG Insurance Company that was given the money. See how they go circuitously in their little route of stealing. Secretary Geithner, Jewish, Secretary of Treasury,
Mr. Blankfein was recently asked how he perceived his job as CEO of Goldman Sachs. I want to quote to you. You can find this on the internet very easily. It was in all the newspapers. I am doing God's work. He cheated America out of tens of billions of dollars through all these derivatives and crooked schemes of the bankers. Goldman Sachs being number one in the whole world. What was he doing? I'm doing God's work, says this Wall Street banker, Mr. Blankfein. And indeed he is, because his God is Satan, and he's doing Satan's work. They're shutting down. They have shut down United States oil, natural gas resources. They shut them down. That forces us to have to go overseas and pay top dollar for oil. We have to go over to the Middle East, and the Middle East is now controlled by Greater Israel, by the Jews. That's why American military forces are in Pakistan, in Iraq, in Iran. We're everywhere. We got military forces in Saudi Arabia, off the ocean there, Diego Garcia, the island. Everywhere we've got all our military might. North Africa. To protect all that oil. We don't need that oil. We have all the oil we want in America, but they won't let us drill for it. Because the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and the others own all the environmental groups. That's why there's a conspiracy with this climate change, baloney, global warming. They force us to go overseas to get oil. Do you understand that if all the American people insisted that we get our oil only in the United States, that we drill in our coastal areas, why, there's more oil just in the Gulf of Mexico off of Louisiana, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, and Texas than there is in the entire Middle East. Just drill in the Gulf of Mexico. How about all the new oil? They say there might be 10 times as much in the Middle East up in Montana, Idaho, and those North Dakota, South Dakota, the Bakken oil formation. I told you about it. I did a whole research exclusive report called Planet Petroleum. I told you, I've documented this. We've got so much oil, we could swim in it for 1,000 years here in America. But if we did that, if they let us get all use our own oil, then we won't be interested in fighting wars in the Middle East. So that ExxonMobil and Shell and British Petroleum and all the others could get the oil. And the Jews could keep their slimy fingers on our dollar bills. Do you understand? We're over in the Middle East because of the oil, because of Israel wanting it and getting it. And now we want Iran's. Yeah, we're going to get Iran's oil. They're in the top two or three nations in the world with oil reserves. We're going to get their oil next.
Well, we have to stop Ahmadinejad. He could become another Hitler.
Oh, shut up. You know better than that. Iran is not Germany, Nazi Germany. Golly.
He could attack us.
What is he going to do? If he got an atomic bomb, what is he going to do? Use duct tape to attach it to the belly of a oxen and have him swimming over here? How's he going to get it over here? He has no bombers. He has no missiles that can reach America.
Well, he could reach Israel.
Well, that's not America. It's one of 175 nations in the world. Let them have their own war. I don't think he'll do that since Israel has up to 500 nuclear bombs of their own that they've stolen the plans for from America. Actually, they didn't really have to steal. We gave it to them covertly. Do you think this idiot Ahmadinejad, that's what they say, is an idiot. I think he's a pretty brilliant guy. He's a doctor, an engineer, has a doctorate degree. You think after he gets his first couple of nuclear bombs, he's going to go and lash out against Israel when they have 500, when they have nuclear submarines that have been given to them by Germany and France? That's right. They have nuclear submarines with intermediate range missiles. And they have other missiles that can reach, provided by America. And all these fighter aircraft that are capable of carrying nuclear bombs. And there's 500 of them in their inventory at least. And they refused, Israel refused to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Obama got his Nobel Peace Prize and he says, all nations must obey the international laws to do with arms. Why didn't he add,
except Israel, of course, they can disobey any law they want to. Well, they're our wonderful rogue criminal friends.
That's what he should have said. Now listen, please understand, that's why America is over in the Middle East, oil and Israel. Now, but everybody in America just says, yes, oil. Michael Moore puts out documentaries, yeah, we're after their oil. All the liberals out there say, we're after the oil, these mean old capitalists. They want the oil. ExxonMobil runs the world. You idiots. What's wrong with you? ExxonMobil does what they're told to do, or they'll be shut down with taxation and regulation. They're told not to drill on the North Slope of Alaska, even though there's more oil there than in the Middle East. They don't drill there. Governor Palin says she went to the oil companies and said, actually, there's enough area up there you can drill in right now. You don't even need approval from our Congress. And the oil companies, you know what they told Governor Sarah Palin? We're not interested. We're not interested in drilling for more oil. They know that Israel's lobby in America won't let them. Now, the United States has been chosen to be the engine, the locomotive of the Jewish-led New World Order Empire. Israel only has 7 million people. It has 500 nuclear weapons, but we have thousands. It has some nuclear subs and missiles and such, but we've got untold numbers. We've got military forces in 130 nations around the world. We're blowing trillions of dollars for nothing we could use on our own people, robbing Americans for a greater Israel world empire. We got to bring, close everything in 130 nations back, bring them all to America, put our soldiers on the border. First of all, we'd only need half the soldiers after we close down all the bases all over the world, bring them back to America, set up military bases here in America. Can you imagine all the communities would be benefited by hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of military installations built? The economies would boom in America. Think of it. Every city having its own military base. Tell some foreign power, China or Russia, attack us, guess what you get? We got a nation bristling with military power. What good does it do in Madagascar, our military? Or sitting in Saudi Arabia? Or in South Africa? Or in Venezuela? They're not in Venezuela, but they're next door in Colombia, Uruguay, and all kind of countries down there. What good does that do?
Well, they're down there because of all the drug lords in Colombia.
Yeah, well, close our borders with a 100-foot-tall fence, electrified, so somebody is electrocuted to death if they touch it. And you can electrify the earth. You can make electric probes go hundreds of feet under the earth. They won't build any tunnels either. The only problem is the CIA, working with the Israeli Mossad, owns all the drug lords. They're the ones doing the drug shipping and selling. That's why it can't be done. And who gets the money? Jewish mafia. The Jews run the mafia in America. They run our education systems. They run our media. They control our politics. They use organizations such as the Council on Foreign Relations. I reported to you that 73% of the 3,480 members of the Council on Foreign Relations are Jews. It's a Jewish organization. So when you have the John Birch Society and their New American magazine say, it's the CFR that runs the world. Well, the CFR is Jews. It's the ADL and groups like that, the ACLU, that are keeping God out of our schools. They're Jewish organizations. Go ahead and tell us the truth, people. It's not the liberals. It's Jewish organizations and leaders run by Rothschilds. Now, they're doing God's work all right. They're robbing America. God, their God, Lucifer. They're robbing America. They've robbed America. That's what happened to our stock market when it fell from 14,000 to 6,000 on the Dow. What happened to all that money? Did it just disappear? No. Wealth never disappears. It simply is transferred into someone else's hands. It's in Jewish hands. The swindlers. Now let me explain how this works. They're building up international mystery Babylon. Please read Revelation 9 verse 11. Please read Revelation 13, 17, 18. This is the worldwide empire of the Jews, of the Zionists. Some Jews are stupid, or they're just, you know, misguided. They don't even know what's going on right in front of their face, right in front of their noses. So not everyone is a conspirator, but you know what? They love what's happening. Almost every Jew that I know, they may not know all the little nits and bits of the conspiracy, but they love that the Jews are in charge. They love the Jews run the media. They love it that they run Harvard and Princeton and even the University of Texas and Texas A&M down here in our area. Look at the mystery Babylon they're building, this empire of the Jews. Global trading. Global authorities for the seas. That's right, there's an international treaty of the seas. There's a food authority. I explained that in my book, Days of Hunger, Days of Chaos. Even showed you a picture of the building over in Europe. They have a world food authority. Now they're setting up the world energy authority. The world environmental authority. That's what they're doing in Copenhagen, friends, setting that up. Now they're going to set up a global IRS for global taxation. You can pay to the global IRS next. Global army. That's what the Council on Foreign Relations is after. Global law. Global everything. There's a World Health Organization run by the United Nations. Now, Obama has turned over the internet domains. Now an international authority is going to run the internet. And you better believe they're going to close up websites like we have in due time. They're not going to allow you patriots, you constitutionalists, you people who want to end or abolish the Fed. They cannot allow you. You Tea Party people, shut it down. They're not going to let you have any publicity, even on the internet. And they'll make sure they know where you're at and watching you because they'll put a biochip in your arm. That's been planned. Read my book, Project Lucid. There's the international barcode. Every product must be marked with now. Universal product code. Barcodes. All these global... There's an international court of criminal justice now. International court. The CFR has even set up a global religious round table. And Rick Warren joined it, and Richard Land of the Southern Baptist Convention joined it. Rick Warren, America's pastor, is a member of the CFR's religious roundtable. Who is the chairman of that? Henry Kissinger. I reported that to you. It's true. Henry Kissinger is head of the world's, the CFR, that's, you know, that's running the world, right? The Birch Society says. Yeah, the Jews. Henry Kissinger, I wonder what race he is. Oh, come on, you already know what race he is. He's a Jew. 18.5 million Jews in the world, and they have two headquarters. The beast has two heads, Israel and the United States. The six-pointed star is a combination of two triangles, one pointing up and one pointing down, joining together, merging together. That's the six-pointed star of the Jews. And now we have a two-headed beast, the United States and Israel. That's why America's 7.5 million Jews refuse to go back to Israel and live. Because they're going to live right here. They're the parasites who control you and me. They'll never go to Israel. They don't want to live in Israel. They want to stay here and be kings, dukes, barons of America. And now their stooge is in the White House, as I prove in my new video, Rothschild's Choice. That's what Rothschild wants for America. Total domination. Death, bloodshed, eternal war. The end of Christianity. The end of sovereignty. The end of liberty and freedom. And if he could get his way, and he cannot, the end of God. But that is where, just like Napoleon, my friends, you go up against God and his people. You will meet your Waterloo. This is Tex Mars inviting you each week to tune in. Discover the truth they don't want you to hear, but we're going to keep preaching it here till the day I go on to be with the Lord. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy.